Let us just read through Yishti Ketais within Rav Tamar's base on the base. Afal pi she'ein lo ze yesh lo ze, the two bottom teisvus. So the halacha is the Gemara was medayik from the Mishnah, the Gemara brought up a raisa that one can give money yotza shah, so one can purchase chitim afal pi she'yis yakru. Afal pi she'ein lo ze yesh lo ze, and there is a concept of b'shusay nisyaka, that after he gave the money, to give, after he gave the money, we consider that the chitim belongs to the one who gave the money, and even though later the chitim became nisyaka, is the concept of Vishusay Nisyaka. So Tosfos asks, Afal Gav Loi Moshach Chitim. Now Tosfos is asking a very pertinent kasha. We have to understand, we have here three inyonim. We have Reuben gave Shimon $100. He wants to purchase a kul shal chitim. Shimon doesn't have chitim. There's a market for chitim, right? Shimon never went to the market to buy the chitim. There's no, and between you and me, Shimon will first go to the market when 6 months later the valley needs the money for more important needs. 6 months later, he's going to go to the market and buy chitin, which are much more expensive. So, be'etzem, there is, what really occurred is a halva with the tashlume rivet. That's what really occurred. I mean, which chitin, that is what Tosfos is being bothered over here, which chitin belongs to Reuben, that we can say b'shusay nisyaka. We're considering ki'ilu Reuben acquired chitim as soon as he gave Shimon the money. Yotza hashah b'shusay nisyaka. Which chitim belongs to Reuben? So Tosfos says the afal gav d'loy moshe chitim. Reuben was not moshe chitim. There was no maisa kinyan on the chitim. So how can we say his chitim became Nisyaka, Abakive, she im hoya bo moicha lachze havekoi b'misha pocha. So that means there is a choit that's mutal on Shimon to make sure that Reuben should have chitim. I mean, so, is lekach shibi shenisyakel b'shus lekech. So we say, since Reuben is mechuyev to acquire, since Shimon is mechuyev to acquire chitim for Reuben, this money that Reuben gave him is mechayev Shimon to acquire chitim. So legabi hilchis ribis, speaking about a ribis darabonon, it's derech mekech hamemker. It's not Kotzitz who says it will become Nisyaka, but Al Kaponim, we're handling with the Ribbis the Rabbonim, Lekach Chshivi Kenisyakru Bishus Lekech. That means, on this Ribbis the Rabbonim, enough was done that we could consider that Reuben acquired Chitim, because Shimon is Mechuyiv to get Chitim for him. Shimon can't be Chayzer. So we consider Reuben acquired chitim now, and therefore, if the chitim became nisyaka, this is considered meshusay nisyaka. We don't say this is a halva with ribbis. Rashi later said this by Yeshloi. Tosfos is speaking about yotza hashah. And Rashi Tosfos is speaking about a delicate inyan. And בכלל עודס פינגרי, there's a big machlokes if there is a misha kore by Yotza Hashah. You've never heard any chitim to sell. Toises, the bingarai from this toises. There's a misha kore. I mean, we only found misha kore when a person had metaltum and he's selling it, so there's a misha kore. He doesn't have anything. The shimon doesn't have anything. Toises is a machadish, there's a misha kore. And it's kach shivi kenes yakel b'shus lekeach. This is how Tosfos is setting the lumdus of Yotza Hashah. Harei she noyshe v'omad al deironi. Now we hear a baraisa and of samach beis amad beis. Rabbi brought a baraisa, and in the baraisa it said that harei she noyshe b'chaveiroi. And he wants, he's noisha amone, and he asks him, he wants to get paid, he wants to buy chitim, and he says, yes, chitim. His mom is Olav, he's selling him chitim now. And Lamaise, it says that it's also, since he's not giving him any money, the love ke Israel haboliyod. We hear a baraisa that it does not help. Now, before we go further, let us try to understand why doesn't it help. So we could say, Neshita Mekevetzes brings down, this asvara milve isn't kaine. Akabonim, we hear a baraisa that says that he's not giving him money, that if he's not giving him money, so he can't be kind of the chitim. So the shita says one shot because milv isn't kind of. We hear in kedushin that milv isn't kind of. The machlekes harishayim of lalocha milv is kind of. So Rashi says in Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Shaya holds milv is kind of. We have to know what this barai says. Tema. Now Tosfos asks Akasha, "Valoi mois kaine socha afilu midarabonon the milsed leishrichi kedamrinem bazov kamehechlef the meisher bekora." Now we have to understand what is pshat in Tosfos Kasha, and we have to understand this Tosfos isn't poshut. Rabbi Kiveger has a mahalach pshat in this Tosfos as follows. First of all, there's a kasha, Tosfos asks a time. Tosfos doesn't understand. So there's a kasha on Tosfos. Shitas a Tosfos, God knows it's not kind if I make a chememke. So what's the whole time? Tosfos brings a gemore, but Tosfos brings a gemore, hechlev the meisher before it. Tosfos brings a gemore in Perek Hazov, that he owed him money for a shoyer, and with this he's selling him a poor. So there, Be'emerson, Tosfos, and that Mevavo Medbeis asks the Kasha, Milve isn't kind, how does this work? So Tosfos says it works with Hanoas Mechilas Milve. And let's just explain this for 2 minutes. That means like this, if Reuven owes Shimon a chayv, and Shimon says, for this chayv that you owe me, I want you should sell me your chitim. And Reuven has chitim. So there's a svara to say that Shimon can acquire this chitim from Reuven, because what is he giving him? You don't have to pay the chayv. Fine. But that's not having to pay the chayv is not considered I'm giving you something. You don't have to pay the chayv. We say there's a penny saved, there's a penny earned. Okay, but it's not so poshut that this is called in the din of mois kindness. You have to give money. Someone says, you won't have to pay the money only. That is not, that's considered I'm giving you something. So milva is not good. But what is, I'm telling you, I'm moichel you the chayv. You feel good about it. Oh. I owed you $100, you don't have to pay. Oh, Yashikayah, says I ain't get benched. So I'm like, fine, he's Meichel Dechayv. Now, by being Meichel Dechayv, he has a Hano that he doesn't have to pay. The Hano is not worth $100. But I know it's worth, let's say $5. It's worth $5. You zicha that now I don't have to pay the choy. You gave me something. You gave me a hano. Hano is called shavu kesef. And you could purchase something with a hano because hano is considered giving directly. Zot Rabbi Kivega, and that's what Taisa said before Daf Mem Vov Amud Beis. Taisa said that what the Gemara said, Hechlev Demei Sheir Bepore, does not mean that he told him that for not having to pay for the Sheir, I should be matli you the Pore, because there's Milva. But he was kinda Bahanos Mechilas Milva. He's Meichelim the Milvin. He says, I was Mahaniyu, and for this I know that being Mahaniyu, which is worth $5, I want you, you should sell me the book. Fine. So that's number one. Taisvis Kasha, the Taisvis asks Mois Kainis, Taisvis asking is Al Hanoas Mechilas Milvin. That is Taisvis Kasha. Now, number two, there's a tremendous problem over here. Now, Taisvis brought a Gemara in Hazov. Taisvis is asking the Kasha with a Gemara in Hazov. Now, we have a cloud that Mois Einam Koines. Now, Taisvis is asking a Tema on this Paraisa. Now, before we'll go to this Taisvis again, let us just, it's a Baraisa, the Baraisa says that someone had Chitim, and the Malva came over to him, I want you should sell me the Chitim. It's no good. He can't sell him the Chitim with a Choy. So we'll say, and from the Baraisa, it would seem you cannot sell chitim with a chayv. It's impossible. So, Rabbi Kivega Taisus went down the line. No, you can't sell with a chayv, that I understand, but it seems you can't sell it. Sell it with hanos mechilas milva. I mean, a chayv is something you can sell. Now that kasha would also not be a zaygefela. Maybe the Baraisa holds, but Mois Einam Koines. Lemais, it's not his legamri. It's not his. So if it's not his, so you can say, so it's called ribbis. This baraisa was a stickler. This baraisa held that if he's not koine legamri the chitim, so you can't say, and he can't give him back more expensive chitim. So what's Chatmutais Viskashi? So Taisvis brought a Gemara, but there are certain instances that Mois is kind. By a milsa de loishchicha a Mois, that's a loishchich dike Mois, then we say that Mois are kind. That Taisvis had a Gemara. So now, Rabbi Kivega Gebayis by Tzorchin on Taisvis, the Mephoshim learn that Gemara is speaking about a very, not shchich dike case. The Gemara is speaking about that Reuben bought a share from Shimon, and now Reuben owes Shimon money. Now this is a milve habo machmas mecha, and now Shimon tells him, you know, you owe me the money, I'll be mechil d'chayva, nos mechilas milve, you should sell me your poem. So the Mephoshim say Hamilve Abo Machmas Mecher is a not shchiach dike moi. It's not shchiach dike moi. And then we say Mois Koines. So Rabbi Kivega blives by a tzorich here. So Taisus brings the Gemara Nazov. Here we're not speaking about Hamilve Abo Machmas Mecher. Here we're speaking about a Reimoshi Mechavei Reimone. He lent him $100. Where did Taisus see that this is a milsa de loy shriche? The whole Gemara Nazov is speaking about a milva bo machmas mecha. So that's a second kasha on Taisus. But al kaponim, in order to appreciate this Taisus, We see from this Taisus two Chiddushim. Chiddush number one, Taisus holds that every Mechilas Chayv or Hanos Mechilas Milva is called Mois Deloi Shchiche. And if it's called Mois Deloi Shchiche, so then Mois is Kaina Min HaToyre, it's Mamish is Min HaToyre. And it could be speaking about Hanos Mechilas Milva. So why does the Baraisa say Kol Zman he doesn't give him money, he can't be Kaina? Why does the Baraisa say such a thing? He's kind of min ha-teire. He's kind of min ha-teire, min ha-rabona, what ha-nos mechilas mu. That is the tema of Taisus. The tema of Leimo is kind of soche, afilo min ha-rabona, the milsad lo ishriach, ikon emrin ha-bazov, gabi hechlev, the meishoyer v'pore. So the kasha, so let's appreciate the kasha. He was kind of the chitim. There's no chayv anymore. The chayv ended. He was meichel the chayv. He was kind of the chitim. Who's talking about ribbis? Where's any ribbis over here? The chayv is over. He purchased chitim, and now he give back chitim later. There's no ribbis. That is Taisus kash, and Taisus asked him with that thing. The yeshloime dahoche mayrish loy potroy mimenu at sheyitain loy hachitim. So Taisus says as follows. The Baraisa does not want to talk about that he was kind of with Anos Mechilas Milva. Because Anos Mechilas Milva is very scary. When you buy with Anos Mechilas Milva. Why is it scary? That means like this. I come over to someone, he has chitim to sell. Again, I didn't make a mashiach on the chitim. I didn't specify which chitim I'm purchasing. But I go over to him, sell me a kur of chitim. Fine, what are you giving me? I don't have any cash, but I'll be Michael the Chayit, and with Hanos, Mechilas Milva, I'll be kind of a cool chit. Fine. Settled. It's sold already. Now, what's going to be if this Michael decides not to give him the chit? He's a shaykes. He doesn't give him the chit. So what happened? So normally, if I purchase something with Kesef, And he doesn't give it to me, he ate it up, whatever it is, he doesn't give it to me, so you have to give back the money. So, how much money do you have to give back? So, if you hold milver is kind of, so it's cool, I gave you $100, you have to give me back $100. Fine. But if you hold milver is not kind of, so you know what's going to happen, so I was mahani you $5, so I was Michael the Chayv of $100. I was Mahani you $5. You sold me $100 worth of Tvuah. Now you're gonna go and not give me the Tvuah. You know what I'm gonna end up with? $5. So I'll learn a lesson. Don't do such things. So that's what Taisus says. The Baraisa is not speaking about a case that a person will be Michael the Chayv. Period. And then he'll buy something with Anos Mechilas Milva because he might end up with $5, which is a very bad deal. So that's how the courageous of Pshat and Taisus does. The Hochem Irish Loi Potre Mimeno Acha Yiten Loi Achitim. That means he won't pater him till he gives him the Chitim. So he won't be Michael the Chay period. I'll give you the Chay for the Chitim. Oh, to give you the chayv for the chitim, so this baraisa holds milva isn't kainer. So memela, that's how Taisus. So Bekitzah, this Arab Kevega said pshat and Taisus. Taisus had a problem. Why the baraisa seems there's no eitzah how to be kainer without money. So Taisus had a kasha he can be kainer with anos mechilas milva, which is a milsa deloy shchiche and it's kainer min ha-teire. The chayv ended. Now it's kainer the chitim. So what's the problem? So Taisus answers, the Baraisa doesn't want to speak about such a not shchichtik case, because a person is not masking to do such a thing, because he might end up with, if Yenna doesn't give him the chitim, he'll end up with $5 instead of his $100 that he owes him. So Mamele, that's why the Baraisa says, you can't be kind. Now let us go to Daf Samach Gimel. We'll start again from to go into the, we hear a baraisa of Rabbi Shaya,
Now, either Rabbi, Rashi says, it seems Rabbi Shaya held that milvah is koine. Okay, that's what Rashi says. And so we heard over here that a person went, we had a b'raisa of Rabbi Shaya, a person, a malva came to a loive, he owed him, the malvis told him, you owe me 100 talas, I wanna buy wheat, and he sells him wheat. This Rabbi Shai holds he's kind of the wheat, fine, with the milva. Then later, the wheat becomes more expensive, in 6 months it becomes more expensive. He says, give me back my wheat, and he asks him, why do you want the wheat? I want to buy wine now. Wine is a good commodity to buy now. He says, no problem, I have wine, I'll sell you now. The wheat went up, it's worth now $150. I'll sell you wine for $150. And then later we have the same scenario with Shemin. And he bought Shemin for $200. And Rabbi Shaya said, if this person had in his possession, wine and Shemin, no problem. He was kaine, and no problem whatsoever. Fine. So let us go from Omar Rove, Shma Mino Mid Rabbi Shaya Tlas. From Rabbi Shaya we see three chidush. Shma Mino Demamidim Milve Al Gabi Peiris, that you can acquire peiris with a milve. Let us say now the way Rashi says milve is koine, so you can be koine peiris with a milve. We don't say he didn't give him any money. No. He gave him a milve. For the milve, he was kind of the peiris. Right. Ushmami no hu de yeshle, but this only works if he has chitim. If he has chitim, he can sell the chitim. Ushmamino isel de rabianai, de omar rabianai, mali hein, mali demeyen. So let us again see, let us see Rashi on the third Shmamino. Ushmamino Rashi says, midiktoni higiyas man chitim limka. Rabbi Shaya said, that when it came the time to sell chitim, that means when chitim went up, now he has chitim that are worth $150. Shomloi hachitim bedomim bishar shel achshav biyoike. Now he evaluates that the chitim are now worth, you bought chitim that were worth $100, but now you possess chitim that are worth $150. And now he purchases wine, $150 worth of wine, bezoil. That means now the price of wine is cheap, now's the time to invest in wine. So he purchases $150 worth of wine because he owed him $150 worth of chit. Shmami no isa lida Rabiana, that we paskin like Rabiana. Now what did Rabiana say? What was the chiddush of Rabiana? We'll see soon there's a machlokes Rabiana in Rab. The Omar, Rabiana said, posek ala peiris. What is the din? Rabiana spoke about a different case, but we'll see this, our case is similar to Rabiana's case. Posek ala peiris. A person went and gave Posak ala peiris. Vigi es manei limkoy. Ubo vitovoy. And Rabbi Yannai is speaking about, let's say, he didn't have peiris. It was Yotzah Hashah, he gave him money, fine. Posak ala peiris. And vigi es manei limkoy. Now he wants to get these peiris. Above the tomboy. And he says, now give me chitim. Chitim are now worth $150. Give me chitim. The ainloi, and he doesn't have chitim. This person doesn't have chitim. It was Yotzah Hashah, ainloi. Mikabel haymenu domim kishar shel achshav. So he says, you know what? I don't have chitim. You possess chitim that are worth $150. I'll give you $150. Fine. The Mali Mikabel Hein Atzmon, Mali the Meir. So Rabbi Yanai said, listen, if he'll give him chitim that are worth $150, there's no shaila. That's mutter. Because there's a lumdus, b'shusay nisyakel, yotzashar, abapishay lezay, yesh lezay. He, the chitim, which are now worth $150, rightfully belongs to the lekeya. There's no shaila about it. So Rabbi Yanai said, so, what's the chilek if I give him chitim which are worth $150? I'll give him $150 cash. I mean, I'm not giving him more. Some American give him $150. And we'll see soon, Rav holds you're not allowed to do such things, and that's the next machlok. Zuk the Gemara baita. The Itma, we learn the machlok is Rav and Rav Yanai. Rav Omar oisin amone bepeiris, Ein oisin amone bedomim, Rabbi Yanai oma mali hein mali demeyim. Zok Rashi. Oisin amone bepeiris, noisnin mois ba amone kishar shal achsha. I give money with trust. That means, I trust you, you're gonna buy chitim from me. Kishar shal achsha b'shayetze b'shuk. You don't have any chitim. No problem. I trust you. Here's $100. You can go now and purchase chitim for me. Al menas lekabel peiris, afilo yukir chitim. And that's up machis. I'm giving you money now. You should get the chitim, and in 6 months, I want back the chitim, which will be worth more. Rav said, that's if he gives him chitim. Vein oisin amone litzik ala peiris de lekabel tomim lichsheyekiru. But we cannot make an agreement that he's giving him now $100 and he's going to end up with $150. You give me money. Vikivin vizuzi yoi vizuzi shokel mechzik erivisya. That means me ikar adin, you're right, the lumbus, he purchased chitim, and his chitim is nishaka, he owes him $150, you're right. But if we see this transaction, this is called a money market, he gave him $100, he's getting back $150. That looks like ribbis. It's Mexican ribbis. So Rabbi Yanai said, if you see the heter in front of you, he gave money for chitim. In London, he acquired the chitim. The chitim became lisyake. He gives them back more expensive chitim. You see mekech hamemke. That's all what you see. There's no problem. But the minute that you don't see this step in between, he gave $100 and he gets back $150. So Rav said that's mercy keribis. And it's also, but, what? It's also no, same thing. It's no good according to Rav. Didma, Rav Omar, Oisin Amona Bepeiris, and the same Peiris, and Oisin Amona Bedomim. Rav Yanai Omar, Mali Hein, Mali Dmei. Mesevet, so the Moris, the Kashe, we learned about, these are Amiroi. Rav and Rav Yanai is Amiroi. We hear about Reis of Rabbi Shahir. We learned Kulam. We had this same scenario. He came, he lent him money and he's getting back. He came back for the chitim and he switched it on yain, he switched it on shemen. Kulam im yesh lay muta. So he gave him money for chitim and he's getting back yain. Now this yain, you can't say b'shusay nishyaka. So he gave $100,000, he's getting back wine that's worth $150. This, that was Shmami no Yisro de Rav Yanai. But what did Rav do with this Paraisa? What did Rav do with this Paraisa? Yeah. So the money is the cash and Rav. Omar Ravuna, Omar Rav, Bishem Moshach. No, you know, the Paraisa is speaking about something else happened in between. When he bought the chitim for $100, he was moishech the chitim. Moishech the chitim. So finished, so he bought chitim, he was moishech the chitim. Now later, so there's no havo. The havo ended
Dabo ended, he purchased chitim, he made a Mashiach on chitim. Now chitim became the shaker. He wants to give him yayin, gesundheit. Here there's no avor, there's no Mexican ribbon. But if there was no Mashiach, that's an untiming. There was no Mashiach, he just gave him money. He's ending back with, ending up with yayin. That's worth $150. That's Mexican ribbon. Frag the Gemara, Iki Shemoshach, so what's the chiddush of the Rabbi Shaya then? So it's a very simple story, this whole thing. He owed him $100. He says, you know, sell me chitim. He was Moshe the chitim. And now the chitim and everything was Moshe. So this is not, he's not telling me anything. So the Gemara says, Eloh kegoin sheyichad loy keren zos. That's why he didn't make a Mashiach, it's Yichud Loi Keren's office. Now, let us just see what Rashi says. Im Yesh Loi Muta, we learn by Rabbi Yeshaya, Mahoda Rabbi Yeshaya Kamoise, Rohochei Domim Komekabu, he's getting Domim, he's not getting Chitim. Sheshom Olof Demeya Chitim, we evaluated how much the Chitim are worth, Umekabel hayayin, and he's getting back yayin sheshove yoisa mimashe nosan. He gave him money. He's not getting back chitim. He's getting back $150 worth of yayin. Reke mekabel mois to mea chitim. And according to Rav, why is this muta? So that's a kashet. So Ravuna Marav said, it's been about b'shem Moshe chimenu. Achitim mitchile, he was Moshech the Chitim. Did May Achitim, did they come a Kabul? This money he's getting now is not because of our Halvon, but he's getting now, the Yain is getting, this is the value of his Chitim. The Bershusei Yaakov, the Bishah Hashem Moshech Kosolotayrus Halvon, the minute he was Moshech the Chitim, so the whole Halvor ended. He for the Halvor, he acquired Chitim, he made a Mashiach on the Chitim, there's no Halvor anymore. Now his Chitim became worth more, so he's giving him Yain, there's no Mexican Ribbis. The Mishol Shemoshech Kosolo Teres Halvor, the Kibul Chayv, he got already his Chayv, he got his Chayv when he was Moshech the Chitim. So the Zay Schoi finished, V'chein Bekula. So the Gemara says, that's very poshit. So the Gemara says, Sheyichud like Karen Zobis, Hashminim di Yichud Milse. We have to understand what the meaning of Yichud is, but let us just see Taisvis. Let us see Taisvis. The Omar Rabiani Mali Hain Mali Dmeya. Rabiani was Mekel. Rabbi said, if I can give him chitim that's worth $150, I can give him $150. So, Mali Dmei, so, Kigoin, Yayin Im Yeshloi, Kach Pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel said, Rabbi Yanai was only Mekel, Rabbi Yanai, not Kach, was Machma, Rabbi Yanai's Mekel was only Mekel to give some wine. That means that he gives him wine, so you don't see it, it's not so boiling. He gave him $100 cash. He ends up with wine that is worth $150. You have to look at the label, it says $150. You don't see the ribbis, you know, he ain't got wine there. So if you're into the market, you know how much a barrel of wine costs. No, that, then Rabbi Yanai was Michael, if you give him wine. Because by wine, he gave him 100,000, he gave him wine, and you don't see the ribbis so much as the wine. Ganyayim, im yesh loy, kach perish rabbeinu shmur, v'rotzoloyma, tav ganyayim, avul mois osa, but Rabbi Yanai holds money, will be osa. And from our sugya, mali, hey, mali, dmei, means you don't have to give chit, we can give the shavius of chit, with wine. But if you give money, money is trade. I feel according to Rabbi Yanai. Not from our Gemara, no, but Perek, Agoizu, Kamen, Gabi, Rav Kahane, Zobin, Kisra. Rav Kahane went over to a person who was selling flax. He bought Kisra, he bought flax. Again, they didn't want Miachad, he bought Yenne, had thousands of pounds of flax.
he bought a pound of flax. Right? V'yaker, and it became, flax became worth more. Zovna ma'avose kamoi. Now, this owner went and he sold the flax. He sold the flax now. Sold, yeah. And then, amalei l'rav, eshkel zuzi. So now he comes to him, you know, I sold all the flax, but I'll give you, before flax was worth $10, now it's worth $15, I'll give you $15. No shaila. I sold all the flax, the kasha v'maisha. I got a good deal. Amalei l'rav, so Rav Kahane asked Rav, eshkel zuzi, can I take money? Can I take $15? Amalei, so Rav said like this. If this person sold the flax, he said, you know what, this flax is really sold, but I'm selling it for Rav Kahane, so I'll give him $15. But if the Moicha said, I'm selling it for Rav Kahane, surely, so then it's mutter, so then we see the whole thing, so then you can get the $15. Vim lav osa, but if he didn't say it, so then it's osa. Sik to Gemara, Rav le time hey, dame noisin am on the bedame. No, that's Rav, Rav is the machma. Rav Kahane asked the wrong rabbi, he asked Rav. Rav is the machma. So Rav said, Abba mashme de Rabbi Yana, I show you the mishkel zuzi, but I said, according to Rabbi Yana, you don't need all these things. So akaponim, so tais bin zarai, from the Gemara Mekoma, not like the Rashbam. The Rashbam said that if you look according to Rabbi Anai, it's only mutter if you give back Shavu Kesef, if you give back money, it's also from here, it seems not like that. Now we asked Akashe An Rav from Rabbi Shai. So Rav said, so Rav Hunam Rav said, B'Shem Moshe. Now, Zok Taisvis, Vafilu Ochlon Hamoicha. Now, Taisus is going to say that we have to understand what Rav is saying over here. Rabbi Ishaya said that you're allowed to do this trade. So Taisus, Afilu Ochlon Hamoicha. Afilu the Moicha ate up all the chitim. Muta Lishalem chitim acherim. You can go and buy different chitim. In Yekir. That means, the Gemara does not mean to say that he was Moshech and he's giving him the chitim that he was Moshech later when they became worth more. That's not the chiddush of Rabbi Shaya. No, the Chiddush of Rabbi Shai, and that was also going to ask Pshita. But Al Kaponim, the Chiddush of Rabbi Shai is, he was Moshe Chitim, which was worth $100. He sold the Chitim when they were worth $100. He bought new Chitim, which are worth $150. Vafilu Ochlon HaMoicha Mutter L'Shalom Chitim Acherim Im Yekiru. That is all. If he made a Mashiach, so that's called, it's finished, the Halva ended, he bought Chitim, and finished, it says Chitim. So even though in between he ate up those Chitim and given different Chitim, it's Mutter. Like Taisvis, so like Domi, Lissa, Bissa, the Osa, Svatais Amir, the Kikashe, this is Shver. That means if we say he was Kaina, he was Mashiach, the chitim. Fine. So it's his chitim. Now, he went and ate them up. Fine. So he had up his chitim. It's not the moicha's chitim. It's the lekeach's chitim. Now the moicha went and ate them up, and he's going to give him chitim again. Taira chitim. So that's mami saw b'saw. I lent you a saw of chitim. You're going to give me back a saw of chitim. Different chitim, which are more expensive. So that's awesome. And here, Rabbi Shai says this is mutter. But Taisus, so what's the chilek? But that's zichah pshat. That means the Talmud who said Moshach also didn't mean was Moshach and he gave him back the Schitten. Moshach means that he was Moshach and affiliated up, gives him back the Schitten, and it's worth more, it's also Mutter. Leidami l'sa b'sa da'osa, b'shem da'osam ha'va b'hocha zvini. The thesis is because it matters how it started. Here, there was a zvini. That means he started off with halvor, but we ended this halvor, and he was Moshe Chitin. So it was a mekech and memke over here. So even though later it was nisyake, but that's irrelevant. We're not machma by this, even though it's not your chitin which won nisyake, but since it started off with a mekech and memke, he can give him different chitin which won nisyake. So b'so was a halvor of a so, and by giving me back a more expensive so that's also me the rabbon. Now, so the Eitzah brings down from the Lechem Abirim that this is a second teretz. U'mishiche d'hoche loy hava ela le'inyen heta pisuk loy liknois mamish. Then the Taismus is saying that the Mashiach Geruah, you don't have to say the Chilik Beit Sol L'Sol. Taismus wants to favorim the Kasha of Sol B'Sol. Sol B'Sol means that I gave you my Sol, and you're giving me back a different Sol that's worth more, so that's Ribbis. Here, this Meshicha that was made was not an Emes and Mechire. It was only to be Matar, the Pisik. It shouldn't be called a Havo. It should be Derech Mekech and Memke. But there was no, with Namshadis, I gave you, the source still belongs to the Meicha, after the Meshicha. So Memele, it's the Meicha, but it's considered yours. Meshus and Ishiakha. So Memele, so it's much different than so Bissot. That's the stasis. Now one more thing, what is this gather? The Gemara says, it's speaking about Yichad Loi Zovis. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Pshat, that Yichad Loi Zovis means as follows. If I gave money, we're talking about that Rav holds, you don't say Mali Hay Mali Dmei. It's Mezikirid. So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. If a person gave money and let's say the Moicha was not Miyachid, which Chitim are yours? And then the Moicha sells everything, or eats everything up, and he goes and gives them later different. So it would seem from that there never was a Mechire. He bought a pound of Tzvuah. It was a million pounds. He sold all the million pounds. So from his actions, it looks like the Mechire never occurred. And now he's going to give him back a pound that's worth more. So then if he gives something else, it's Mechiribis. So, he sold all the chitim, he's giving him back wine. So it looks from this that this whole mekech and memkeh of chitim never occurred. But if he was miyachid like Karen Zavis, so when he came in, he says, you know, you're giving me money for the chitim in this corner are yours. So a little later he sells these chitim and he gives them back wine. But al-koponim, since he was miyachet this chitim for the lekeach, so it looks that when he sold it for the lekeach. And memele, now he's giving, so memele, so the revach belongs to the lekeach, so therefore he's allowed to take more money. So that's how the Pnei Yeshua is mabaya. The maila of yichel loizovis means, if it's not Yichud Leizavis, so from his action of selling everything, it looks like he was mevatel the whole Mecca, and then now he's going to give him wine. So that's mamish, that's mamish like Alvor Beribis. Masha Enkein. If
If miyachad lo yisoves, so what he does to sell the what he sells the chitim, it looks like he's doing it for the lekeach, and therefore he's allowed to take. So it doesn't look like a bittul on the mekach, and therefore he's allowed to give him something else.